Yes. And you're listening to It's All About Food. Thank you for being here today. You know, I get all riled up because just before this program is Nature Bat's last, and I love their theme song. I just, like, start rocking to it. And then we move into our show with a very different kind of feeling. And anyway, I don't know if you listened to that show. I don't have an opportunity to, other than the last bits of it before this program comes on, but I definitely enjoy it, especially the song. Okay, here we are. We're in January, and are you sticking with your resolutions? I hope so. Have you made any resolutions? Yeah. Well, anything I can do to help, let me know. I'm at info@realmeals.org, and if you need any inspiration or tip or two, I'm here for you, especially if it has to do with eating more plants, because that's what I'm all about. That's what my nonprofit, Responsible Eating and Living, is all about, and we're always trying to come up with new delicious ideas for you to make it easier. I want to bring on my guest. She's been on the program before, Donna Zeifinger. She's a seasoned world traveler who founded Green Earth Travel, and we're going to maybe take a trip today. Hi, Donna. How are you?
Good. How are you? Yay. I'm back
Yay.
On.
Yeah. So the last time we spoke, it was maybe springtime last year.
Yes.
And you were planning some adventures in Italy.
Yes. And
tell me, how did it go?
It was fabulous. We had a lot of we had several great group leaders. We had we had Fran Costigan, who came with us 1 week, and then we had Miyoko Shinner, who's coming back with us this year as well, and Matt Fraser, and who else? Dr. Ruby Lathan, and then Carolyn Scott Hamilton. They all had a week where they, you know, let us, you know, they did, they led us around, or we led them around, but they did, like, cooking classes and discussions, and Jasmine and Marianne were there as well. I think you know them, so the Hen House girls. So it was a lot of fun. We had a lot of fun, and it was such a beautiful country, and I will tell you now, there's a new favorite vegan travel place for me, and that's Italy.
Wow. Well, you've been a vegan for, I think, over 30 years.
Yikes, yes.
Yes, 30 years plus, and you've done a lot of traveling. Did you learn anything new about traveling this past year in Italy?
Well, I didn't know how vegan-friendly it was. I didn't realize why it was so vegan-friendly, and the reason why, in southern Italy especially, the people many years ago were not wealthy enough to afford meat and cheeses, so they had to be creative with what they had. Mm-hmm. And they are very creative. And I didn't know you could get gelato. I've never had gelato before, and it was amazing.
And what was it made from?
I think it was soy. I don't know. I'd have to ask, but I think it was soy. It was just amazing.
Excellent. Okay, so you're going back, but you're going to different locations this year.
Well, we're going back to the Amalfi Coast in July, so that one's still going. In fact, Juliana Heaver is going to be our group leader in the July trip, and then Miyoko is coming back in the fall with us to go to Puglia and Matera.
Mm.
And that is like the olive, and yeah, that's going to be a very cooking-intensive kind of trip, but I can't wait because I like have to hoard her cheeses whenever I can.
Do people get to cook while they're there?
Yes.
Or learn about cooking?
Yes, on both trips you can. I think Miyoko's will be a little more intensive with that, but they get to cook. It's hands-on if they want. They don't have to if they don't want to, because I am not a cook. I just like to eat what everyone else is cooking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what kinds of foods did you eat when you were there that you're probably going to have something similar this year?
Well, you know, with Fran's trip, which, by the way, we're looking into some things. Sicily might be on the horizon as well. But I ate a lot of chocolate. and a lot of gelato. You know, and I had some wonderful pasta dishes, a lot of, you know, veggie dishes. It was just a lot of really, you know, a lot of quinoa and just really good healthy stuff. And I liked the fact that I could drink and not get hungover because the wines don't have the sulfur in it, I guess is what it is. So you don't get as much, you know, you can drink more and not get a headache. Sulfites, excuse me, not sulfur.
Right, right.
Sulfites. So,
interesting.
Yeah. I love their wines there, and I'm not a big drinker.
Okay. Now, the places that you want aren't normally vegan, are they?
I'm sorry, say that again?
The places where you went to for lodging and for most of the meals weren't normally vegan.
No, we had rented a villa last year, and so we were able to do all the cooking, or Tierno Tours was doing all the cooking, so the dinners and such. Mm-hmm. And the first couple nights, we're going to be staying in and around the Amalfi Coast. We'll be in Sorrento in a hotel. So it won't be you'll be able to go out to eat if you want for a couple nights, a couple days anyway. There will be one dinner that'll be in Sorrento. But then the rest of the time is going to be in a villa in the Cilento Coast, and Tierno Tours will be doing the cooking as well.
And who is that?
Tierno Tours is the tour operator, and I have kind of partnered up with them or working with them we have a company named Vegano, it's called Vegano Italiano, and we'll be doing other tours as well, not just Italy.
Mm. Yeah. What is in there?
I don't know. There could be a lot. There's a lot of, we're just brewing with a lot of things, you know, because there's a lot of excitement. I mean, I would like to see France. That would be my, you know, my next trip, but we'll see what happens. There is another company I've started working with called Vegan River Cruises, and they do river cruising in Europe, and it's all vegan. They charter the whole boat out. So a lot of exciting things happening.
Very nice. Well, I recommend France. I lived there as a vegan in the early 90s and never went hungry.
Really? Because it was very hard when I went there. there was a gentleman who wrote, I don't know if you know who Alex Bork is. He writes all these vegan travel books, vegan travel guides. And one of the first things he would say to you is, you know, when they look at your vegan passport in France, they would turn you away.
Oh, well, it definitely helps to speak the language. And I speak French fluently. And the other thing was to really stay away from Paris. But things have changed tremendously since I've been there. I mean, it's been like 15 years and or more, 20,
oh, it's,
25
yeah.
since I've been there, and it's incredible. But what I found in, just as you were mentioning, in Italy with some of the traditional foods, in the south of France especially, they have many dishes that are vegetable-based with olive oil,
right.
No butter, no cheese. And one nice thing that I've always liked about France is that if you have a name for a dish, you know how it's going to be made. There's no variation on a theme. If you have ratatouille, you know what's in it.
Right, exactly.
They're not going to stick chicken broth in there. It's just not done.
Right. I'm going to backtrack a little bit. Paris has really come around. I mean, they even have a vegan Paris
Absolutely.
Day. So it's really changed a lot.
Yeah, well, after I left, I went back for one of the first vegan pride parades in Paris, and I was just like, oh, my goodness, this is heavenly.
Right, right.
Yeah. So things are changing. That's great because I think Europe is a natural place for lots of vegan activity. Just makes sense all over.
Oh, it does.
It makes sense all around the world, of course. But why not in areas that are known for their culinary expertise to just get their vegan thing on already?
Right. Well, you know, there's an area that, and there is another area that I really want to check out. I was just looking at Happy Cow. Germany and Berlin in particular, I was looking at their list, and they have 245 vegan and vegan-friendly places to go to in Berlin alone.
We were talking about Europe and Germany in particular, and I feel that I really need to get back to Europe because so many wonderful things have happened. And we've had a number of different German animal rights activists on this particular show, and it's always been exciting to hear what's going on. I think Germany is a very progressive place. They're very progressive when it comes to human rights, animal rights, and sustainability. I'm not talking about the entire population. I'm just talking about pockets of activism that are going on. It's very encouraging. And as a result, you have people that are interested in supporting restaurants and markets. Germany has the first all-vegan supermarket. And it sounds like they're going to be coming to the United States as well. Donna, you're back.
Yes, I am. I went there as one of my first trips as a travel agent in the mid-80s, I think it was, with my mother, and we found one vegetarian, I don't even think it was vegan, restaurant, and it was in Munich. And there was, like, nothing. Basically, at that time, I was eating at Chinese restaurants a lot when we were traveling around. We were laughing about it. We were eating Chinese food in Germany. But so it's really, really changed, and it's very exciting what's going on there. So very excited to hear about Germany being as vegan-friendly as it is. I'm going to have to get back there soon. There's over 245 vegan and vegan-friendly restaurants in that area that I was looking at on Happy Cow. And I think out of that there's like 50 or 45 vegan restaurants alone and probably like 100 that are vegetarian. And that's just, I mean, that's crazy.
It is crazy. It's fabulous. So you were saying, I missed, you said that a long time ago, maybe in the 80s, you went to Munich and you went to one vegetarian restaurant. Do you remember what it was called? Because I was kept talking about Prinz Fishkin at that Munich restaurant.
I don't know. It was like some African, I don't know, something different, you know. And it took, I can look it up, but I don't remember the name of it. I'd have to ask my mother. She might know.
Well, it's very different now, and that's what's wonderful.
It's very different. You don't have to eat Chinese food the whole time like I did.
And you know, even Chinese food, if you're not speaking the language, you don't know how clean it's going to be.
Right, exactly. Right.
Yeah.
So, there is another area that I just really started looking into, and there's a company I started working with recently, and it's Peru. Which is South America. So that's, there's a company called Veggie Peru that I started, working with. And, I hope to work with them a lot more in the future. So, all vegan Peru. How about that?
Yeah, there are vegans everywhere.
We can't get away.
There are vegans everywhere doing wonderful things. And, we need to find them and we need to connect. And I think, if we go to other places and discover more people who think like we do, that's only going to be good for moving the planet forward.
Yeah. And I'm starting to do some local stuff again. I used to do a local trip every year, which people loved, but I didn't have the time for it in the past year or two, and I'm getting back into it. We're going to do... you know, I live in the Maryland, D.C. area, so the Potomac River is right there. So we used to partner up with the D.C. Vegetarian Society and do a vegan rafting trip, and it looks like we're going to be doing that again. It's just a day trip, but it's so much fun. It's a lot of fun to do that. So, yeah, there's a lot of exciting things going on.
But, you know, there's a lot of fun things going on, but I'm never... it never ceases to amaze me how some people still are clueless. And I got an email today, just like an hour ago, from a listener, and she wanted to vent, and she knew that I'd be a good place to send her frustration to. So she was looking for a spa to go to because she lives in Texas and normally goes to Lake Austin Spa, and she thought she would try something new, and she checked out a place in California and had this conversation that I can't believe people are still having, where she said, I'm vegan, are you able to accommodate that? And the person on the line said, yes, do you eat oat yogurt and eggs? Or you eat yogurt and eggs, right? And then then said, yeah, but if you're going to be working out a lot, you're going to need protein. Like, wait a minute, this is California. Haven't you gotten the message?
Yeah, I was going to say, this is California. I would say, if you're not willing to work with your travel agent who usually works with you on this kind of stuff, you need to speak to the chef directly. That's what I do, you know, because the res agents don't know what they're, you know, they don't know. I shouldn't say that. A lot of them do know, but a lot of them don't know.
I'm just surprised that the spas still don't know, that's all.
Yeah, no, a spa especially, you would think.
A spa is usually a groovy place that is more health conscious than other places, and you'd think they would have heard of the word vegan.
They don't understand it.
Now that I'm on the subject of spas, I don't know if you've seen this or if you look into it, but it's been a while since I've had a massage, but when I would go, some places use massage products that weren't vegan, like an oil with lanolin in it, which I didn't want on my body.
I haven't seen lanolin oil in massage. That's weird. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
I'm sure it's still there. It's probably at that place in California that.
There you go.
My friend just checked into. Yeah. Okay. Well,
you have to ask. You do have to ask. That's
the thing. You can't be shy.
And ask them to look at the product, and they usually will show you if they're, you know, if they have any inkling of what you're about.
For those of you who are wondering, lanolin is a sheep product. It comes from the oil on the coat. Yeah. Anyway, they create an oil, and it's on their skin and their coat. We harvest that, probably not in the most loving way, and put it in bottles, and it's in a lot of interesting products. And I don't like it.
No, I don't either. I'm trying to think if there's any other products offhand that would be in oils that would make it non-vegan. But most of the spas, especially when you go to the higher-end spas like Canyon Ranch, and maybe somebody can prove me wrong, but, all these higher-end spas typically have eco-friendly and vegan products.
Mm-hmm.
You just really have to check, though, beforehand, beforehand. Or bring your own. That's the other option.
Bring your own. I do that a lot when I go to a hair salon. I bring my own products.
Right.
And I want to empower people because the world is only going to change when we make people aware of things that aren't quite right. And we don't have to do it in an argumentative or confrontational way. It can always be done in a polite manner, requesting to have products that are more compassionate and vegan.
Yeah, I actually used to take group people out to Best Friends Animal Sanctuary, and afterwards we went to it's kind of a spa-ish type of place out in Zion National Park, and because I was taking so many people that were vegan or vegetarian, they put permanently on their menu a tofu scramble. So they would have a vegan
smart option
for, yeah. Yeah, it is smart. You know, they realize there is a need for it. So, the more it's asked for, the more they're going to do it.
Right.
Don't be shy. I'm not.
Don't be shy. Thank you for not being shy and for finding places that people can travel comfortably to and discover wonderful things. And eat wonderfully, too. Anything else we need to know about you and Green Earth Travel and where you'll be going?
Well, as I said, we're going to Italy in July 2nd through the 9th with Juliana Hever and then Miyoko Shinner in the end of September, September 24th through the October 1st. And we would love to have you guys out there with us.
And where can people find out about it?
Well, you can go onto my website at greenearthtravel.com.
Mm-hmm.
You, And I will be putting up all, and actually I'm updating my website in the next month or so. It's going to be beautiful, but in the meantime you have to deal with my ugly old website. I'll be putting up, the cruise as well as the, vegan rafting trip and hopefully Peru, in the next couple months. So
very nice.
Just be patient.
Well, updating websites, that's always a fun project.
Yes. Yes.
And you always have to keep updating because the cyber world is always changing.
I'm looking for interns.
Yeah, for help.
For help. I'm always looking for help.
Yeah.
So anyway, yeah, but it'll be a beautiful website once it's done. I'm really happy with it so far.
Okay, looking forward to that destination.
And Karen, you should come with us.
Oh, yes. Well, maybe.
There you go.
About that. Okay. Well, Donna, thank you for taking us on a little journey around the world of vegan possibilities.
Anytime.
I look forward to learning more about it all on your new site, greenertravel.com.
Yes.
Great.
All right. Thank you.
Okay. Take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Well, bye-bye. That was Donna Zeifinger, founder of Green Earth Travel. So if you're interested in that, those luscious-sounding trips, go to greenearthtravel.com.